Yo, what's going on, dudes, and welcome back to another episode of PodCraft with your host, Matthew Meyer, brought to you today by Production Productions. There are three characteristics that every golden age must have, and those are peace, prosperity, and progress. So, the Qin Dynasty could be considered a golden age because in some ways it does show all three characteristics that a golden age must have. But there are some other ways, which I'll get into a little later, that do not support the claim that it is a golden age. Now, the first thing I'm going to talk about is peace. So, what does peace mean? Well, it just means that the Qin Dynasty, in this case, wasn't really at war. It wasn't like they weren't constantly at war. They weren't, you know, constantly fighting something inside. There wasn't any, like, big conflicts. So, there's some evidence that supports it, like, the Qin Dynasty unified China for the first time in a very long time. But you could also, say that it wasn't peaceful, because there was a lot of war during the Qin Dynasty. There was some corrupt stuff that happened up in the government. Like, when the first emperor died, there were people that were with him, and they decided to keep his death a secret so they could, control China. They controlled all of China just by conquering all of these states of China and taking them together, which is, it's peaceful, but, like, they had to go to war to gain peace, which kind of makes sense, but, wasn't the most peaceful thing. Now, based on that evidence, I would say that the Qin Dynasty wasn't very peaceful at all. They were in wars all the time. There were some pretty corrupt government going on. I mean, it's really the whole reason the Great Wall of China was built. It was just to protect the border. So, I really don't think they showed peace at all. So, next I'm going to talk about prosperity. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means that, the Qin Dynasty, for example, they had a strong government, they had a good army, they could defend their borders, they had a strong economy, they were able to accomplish things, they weren't just, sitting there doing nothing for 14 years. So, there's some evidence that supports it, like, they had a very strong government. It was a very good government. It was a little corrupt, but that was really towards the end of the first emperor's rule. That wasn't like the entire 14 years that the Qin Dynasty existed. They were very good at defending their border. They had a very strong military, and the Great Wall of China just really goes to show, like, how well they supported their borders. They defended them very well. They were pretty prosperous empire. There wasn't, like, they had a pretty good economy. It wasn't great, it wasn't terrible. It was just average, nothing really to write home about. It's just a pretty, pretty good economy. Everything else was really strong. So based on that evidence, I'm going to say that the Qin Dynasty was prosperous. They showed prosperity as a characteristic. So in this way, yes, they are a golden age. They do show that they're prosperous. So next, I'm going to talk about progress. Now, progress, what does it mean in this context? It can mean a lot of things. So in this context, it means that they made technological advancements. Maybe they made advancements as a society. They they made progress in a lot of areas that just weren't really developed at all at the time. So some evidence to support this would be like the Great Wall of China. It's considered to be one of the greatest engineering marvels of all time. It's a little more than 21,000 kilometers long. And actually, a fun fact about it, a lot of people think that's visible from space, but it is not actually visible from space. It is still very large, though, 21,000 kilometers long. That's pretty big. Also, they made innovations in, like, military technologies, and that actually helped them come to power in the first place. They also standardized the Chinese language, their system of writing, currency, and system of measurements. And actually, a fun fact about that is that the length of axles on like carts and stuff was standardized to make roads easier to build. So there was only one width that the road had to be. So anyone who had a cart of any kind, they could just go on any road. They didn't have to worry about it. And it just made planning cities and building roads a lot easier. They built the tomb of the first emperor, and you might not recognize that at first, but if I say they built the terracotta army, you would recognize that because it is very recognizable. It's huge. It's just amazing. It's part of the tomb of the first emperor. Everything is very lifelike in it. They're very, very accurate. The entire tomb is very large and it's intricate, and everything in it is incredibly lifelike. It's huge. And actually, to this day, we haven't been able to get into the main chamber because, well, it's rigged with booby traps and there's mercury inside it, and it's really not safe to try to get in yet. But there are some books that are from the time. They're about what's inside, and it says that there's things like models of the entire of China, of like the palaces, rivers of mercury. They just say it's really awesome. And really, you couldn't really go against saying that you couldn't really say that they didn't make any progress, because they made a lot of advancements in engineering, technology. You know, you could say they made a lot of advancements in science, technology, engineering, art, and math, which is STEAM. Really, they were great in the progress department. And based on that, I'm going to say that, yes, they made a lot of progress, because I really couldn't find anything in any of my research that supported that they made no progress, because they made a lot of progress. Okay, so to recap everything I talked about peace, prosperity, and progress. Peace being that they weren't in a lot of wars, there wasn't any huge conflicts within the empire. Progress being that they made advancements in STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, and math, or science, technology, art, engineering, and math, however you want to say it. Or prosperity. That they had a strong government, a strong economy, they had strong military, they could defend themselves. There wasn't really anything glaringly obvious that was super wrong with it. I'm gonna get to my opinion on whether or not the Qin Dynasty was a golden age in a little bit, but I just wanna go recap on a couple more of the points I made. So in peace, I said that, they weren't super peaceful. They were unified for the first time. China was unified for the first time, by the Qin Dynasty, but they were riddled with war. The government was a little corrupt. They gained all control of all of China by just waging war on all of the separated states and then conquering all of them. Then in progress, they built the Great Wall of China, 21,000 kilometers long. It's one of the greatest engineering marvels of all time. They made innovations in military technology, which helped them come to power in the first place. They standardized the Chinese language, system of writing, currency, system of measurements, and the length of axles. They built the tomb of the first emperor, which has the terracotta army, which is everything in there is amazing. And they had a strong government. They were good at defending their border, and they had a strong military. Their economy wasn't really anything to write home about, but it wasn't terrible. It was just average. And that brings me to my opinion on whether or not the Qin Dynasty was a golden age. I'm going to make the argument that it wasn't, because they weren't really all that peaceful. They were in wars most of the time. Sure, they were good at defending their borders, but like they were not really all that peaceful ever. They were in a lot of wars. And I can't say that enough. They were in a lot of wars. Their government was a little corrupt. The way they came into power was not peaceful. And everything else, if they were peaceful, I would consider them a golden age. But everything else, Because, like, everything else, right on the dots. It's everything else is perfect, except for peace. Like, they were not peaceful in any way, shape, or form. That's pretty much all I can say about that. That's pretty much it. You can find this podcast on anchor.fm, I guess, or com. I don't really know. But because I can't put it anywhere else. So, yeah, that'll be it. I'll see you guys next time on PodCraft.